This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. As we're nearing the third month of this pandemic, many of us are feeling a host of emotions, from fear and anxiety to boredom. What about turning to creative writing to work through these feelings? I spoke with Akron author and creative writing professor David Giffels to talk about how people can use these experiences to tell their very own pandemic stories.
Hello, Mark. Weirdly, it's kind of a great time for somebody who's interested in writing. Whenever there's a crisis or a dramatic event that's not just personal, but that's somehow global or beyond the self, it seems to inspire people's creativity. It inspires writers uniquely, I think, because experience and the world is not ordered. We live our lives, we go through things, and they happen, but they're mostly chaos. And it takes the writer's mind and the writer's eye and the writer's craft to like create an order or a meaning out of what that chaos is. And that's basically what an essay is.
What if somebody's never written a creative writing essay or a project or even a memoir? How might they be able to start putting that pen to paper?
My advice would just be, you're experiencing something right now that's new. And it's worth documenting in some way. I mean, all artists are in some ways journalists. And what a journalist really is somebody who lives a daily life but records it. And so whatever is happening, I think, right now is there's something that each of us has to say about it or to think about it, you know, to feel about it.
Is there a process or a space that you found is conducive to writing?
Yeah, what works for me is to know the ways that I'm able to break the cold that is there when somebody tries to begin writing. And again, it doesn't matter how experienced you are or how little you've written. We all experience the terror of the blank page every time we start to write. I tell my students this all the time. I'm like, I've been writing for a living, basically, for my whole adult life, and I have the same anxiety and neurosis when I look at a blank computer screen as any of you, you know, in the classroom have. And in my mind, I think that should sound comforting to them. But also what I realize is I'm telling them it never gets any better. Like, you feel like a failure every time you start to write before you've written something. So my advice is to allow yourself to write through the first half of the blank page without any concern about whether you're going to use any of it, whether any of it is horrible, whether any of it's good, whether anyone would ever see it. Just start writing.
What if we each took a couple days to craft our own pandemic mini memoirs, say like about 60 words a piece, and then read them?
Yeah. I mean, talking about this has made me think about how I might want to write about it in a way that I haven't done yet. So I think it's a really cool idea.
Well, let's come back in a couple days and read them and see what we got.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Hello, Mark.
Hey, David, how you doing? Are you ready to read these mini memoirs?
I sure am.
So, David, mine came out to be exactly 60 words. I'm pretty proud of that. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Okay, here I go. I'm finding my voice in the dark. 3 a.m. is as early as it sounds, but I'm wide awake, buoyed by the warm, windows-down weather that has slowly crept in. It's what I leave at home, so softly sleeping, that makes it worth it. I'll be back before lunchtime, but for now, it's instant coffee and headline after headline after headline. And that's it.
Nice, yeah. I will read mine. It is 79 words. Here we go. In the morning, there is no morning, to begin a day that is no day, in a week that has no end, in these times we call these times. We measure time by the length of our hair and a cat's long stare and the longing for the end of measureless distance. These days that are not days grow longer and longer. And the only thing certain is that we no longer fear the man behind the mask.
David Giffels, thank you so much for talking and sharing your little story.
Thank you. Yeah, I really enjoyed hearing yours and enjoyed writing something.
Now we want to hear your stories. Record your own 60-word memoir using the WKSU app on your smartphone by navigating to the Talk to Us section in the menu. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.